Standing high atop a large recreational vehicle, the tall, hawk-nosed man surveyed his surroundings. An endless light blue sky, circling woods in brilliant colors, an isolated meadow showing no unwanted humans. The clearing, the object of his inspection, lay burnt by a dry autumn preceded by a hot summer. Short brown stubble spreading over several acres was framed by the colors and dark shade of the tall trees of Leslie Woods, one of the many wooded areas in and around Ann Arbor, Michigan. After once more carefully checking that they were alone in the glen, he looked down at five men awaiting his orders.
"We are alone."
He spoke in winded, flawless English, his clear baritone voice showing traces of his schooling in private London academies. His full black beard, accented by a center patch of white, was highlighted by his white outer garb and matching crocheted cap. A brown embroidered vest over a flowing outer garment completed his clothing. Removing his wire-rimmed bifocal glasses allowed him to focus while looking down. He took several breaths, overcoming his exertion from the climb up the 12-foot chrome ladder and the precarious walk to the center of the motorhome. He enjoyed this position of physical superiority. It complemented his established religious leadership as an imam to the Islamic group. Lifting one arm, pausing for effect, he began addressing the men waiting below him.
"This is our final rehearsal. We need the plane to get into the air within 4 minutes. 2 weeks ago, you achieved this goal twice, but without loading the canister and without using the cumbersome suits and masks. Today, we use our protective masks and clothing and will be loading a canister filled with powdered lime. The next time we load the plane, it will be with a very deadly powder, which you must treat with great respect. One particle the size of a piece of dust brings death. Make sure your masks and suits are well fitted. The killing powder and two containers have cost our leaders a fortune. It will rain death upon the infidels. We bring the wrath of Allah to the unbelievers. Fear will soon be their constant companion. Loaders, go through with your suit washing procedure carefully after the canister is unwrapped and then loaded. Be sure to put on the surgical masks as you leave, for the plane might leak powder as it takes to the air. Conceal them with a scarf. I will start the stopwatch when I hear the rear doors open. Now, move."
Hunter's Witness, Trial by Terrorism. Matt Hunter's spine-tingling adventure. Islamic terrorists, a diabolical plan. Deadly radiation. The beautiful daughter of a Russian gangster. All collide outside a packed stadium, raucous with cheering fans. Complex actions combine terrorists, government manipulation, multiple attacks on the witnesses, and rough justice, Upper Peninsula style. Take your pick of death and drama. Slow by radiation, intimate as a knife in the back from a camouflage stalker, or sudden with the crack of high-powered firearms. The killings play against the slow-grinding gears of federal laws and politics. Matt and Tanya Hunter team with Russian ex-gangster Webb at his malevolent best to produce a gripping, suspenseful, and timely page-turner.